Musik.
Piccadilly Circus, and this is the Rolling Stones Rock and Roll Circus, and we've got sights and sounds and marvels to delight your eyes and ears, and you'll be able to see the very first one of those in a few moments.
Storm out, waiting for the thaw out on a full moon night.
Yeah, we are riding the storm out on the Rock and Roll Circus today. Thank you all for tuning in. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. You could be tuning in on WMFO.org or 91.5 FM. That was REO Speedwagon to start the circus off. I'm John, your host here. And today's theme, only going to be on for an hour today, so another shorter theme. Tried to get a little bit more specific when I only have an hour, rather than, you know, expanding to the usual 2 hours. And that theme is in honor of what I did on Tuesday night. So on Tuesday night, the Connecticut Sun, the WNBA team, was at the TD Garden. They were, who are they playing against? The LA Spark. And so I got to see my first WNBA game, and it was a real good time. It's unfortunate the Connecticut Sun are moving. I believe they're off to Houston next year, so it is their sunset season. But in light of that, we are going to try to play a song from each of the WNBA teams. So there are 14 WNBA teams. I don't know if I can quite fit all 14 in, so we're going to try to go as quickly as I can. So that was REO Speedwagon with Riding the Storm Out. And that, of course, is the Seattle Storm is the team for that one. And we've got, this was a fun one to make. A lot more good stuff. We probably got some, what do we have in there? We'll get some Stones on, get some Motorhead. Maybe even hear from Elvis before the day is out. But we're going to get things started with some Tom Petty. If anybody has any song suggestions, anything like that, or if you've ever been to a WNBA game and want to tell me, you can send me a chat on WMFO.org. But until then, I'll be checking that out. Enjoy the Tom Petty.
Oh,
listening to the Rock and Roll Circus. That was Spirit in the Sky. Before that, we had Tom Petty with Running Down a Dream. It's all songs that have a WNBA mascot in the title. So that was for the Atlanta Dream, and then followed it up with the Chicago Sky. I don't know if anybody else got to head over to the Garden on Tuesday night to see the Connecticut Sun, but it was a real good time. The Sun came away with the win, and honestly, I don't think they ever had. I don't think they ever trailed. I think they took the lead right from the go and finished it up. It was a good, strong game. It was a bummer that there are some, any of the players that I knew in the league, Brittany Griner for Connecticut. I believe Cameron Brinks and Kelsey Plum on the Spark. None of them were playing, so none of the players that I recognize there. But still good time. And would go again. Too bad that the team is moving out west. I know there were some talks about moving the team up to Boston, but instead they ended up out in Houston. So I don't know. Still seemed like it pretty full. Pretty full there at the Garden, so I don't know, maybe the appetite is there when they expand. Boston could get a team, so that would be pretty cool. Let's see, what else? We've got lots more good songs on the way, and so the next song, like I said, I just saw Connecticut Sun play against the Los Angeles Sparks, and we've got a song from ZZ Top coming up next, and this is also for Frank Beard, the drummer of ZZ Top, that passed away this week at the age of 77, I believe. And I think that the plan, they're taking a couple shows off, but then they're going to keep right back at it. That they said that they had discussed it, and that was the plan. So ZZ Top still on the road. I know Billy Gibbons still there. Elwood, who was Dusty Hill's replacement, still playing on the guitar. And so I got to see them at the Big E last year in Connecticut, and was that at the Big E? I saw them recently. No, maybe it wasn't at Big E. Maybe that was at Hartford. But either way, saw them in Connecticut last year, and they were very, very good. I believe they're coming to Lynn. They're going to be in Lynn, Massachusetts, also in Guilford, New Hampshire. So if you get a chance, get out and see them. And maybe they'll play this song. Here is Master of Sparks on the Circus.
through the clouds with a circus mind that's running. Thousand smiles she gives to me free. It's alright, she said, it's alright. Take anything you want from me.
Scars deep and bloody, beautiful. The winter came, we packed our bags. You kept the keys inside my chest. I saw the door for what it is, a frail but magical wish. It's tough, my mama. The heart you gave me is tough when every cloud is over us. It's tough, my baby's so tough. The heart you gave me is tough, will never tame my love. And now the band begins to play. You hold your breath, I hold your name. The heart you gave me is tough, will never tame my love. I'm
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet, Juliet she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie baby, you're my flame. Now give us fever when we kiss us, fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm on fire, fever, yeah, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare, you give me fever. With his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus, Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story, here's the point that I have made. Cats were born to give chicks fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, we give you fever when we kiss you, fever if you live and learn. Fever till you sizzle, but what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
This is John, and you are listening to the Rock and Roll Circus on 91.5 FM or on WMFO.org. That was Elvis Presley with Fever. In honor of the Indiana Fever, which I believe is where Caitlin Clark plays. Before that was Amanda Jensen with Lynx. That was one of the tougher songs to find a tougher teams to find a song for. That is the Minnesota Lynx, and I gotta say, great song. I didn't know any Lynx songs just off the top of my head making the playlist. Before that, we had four songs in that set. So going back even further, Jimi Hendrix with Little Wing, which the Dallas Wings are a WNBA team. And then started things off with Master of Sparks from ZZ Top for the Los Angeles Spark. And I know I talked about seeing ZZ Top in concert at the last break, and the fact checkers at home reminded me or informed me that ZZ Top was in Hartford, and that I believe they were performing with Lynyrd Skynyrd there, and that the Big E is, of course, in Springfield. And I did get to go there, and I saw the band America, who was also very good. I think they're out touring. If you get a chance to see them, definitely would recommend. And those of you that listen in every week, Know that I wasn't here last week, and it was sad. I did miss you. I did think about it. And I was actually out in Seattle. So I was out in Seattle, had a wedding to go to out there, and beforehand, about this time, actually, I was driving around at Mount Rainier National Park, so I had a driving tour on my phone, and it was really cool. They put some music from local artists in, and Jimi Hendrix was in there, so that was something I was listening to as I was driving around. I don't think it was the Little Wing song exactly, but I heard a couple songs from there, and always nice to get some Jimmy on air. It is 4:34 right now, and I would say it's just about high time for the Old Man's Pick. And this week's Old Man's Pick is brought to you by the 1 in 8 men surveyed that think that they could score a point while playing tennis against Serena Williams. Given their delusions, I think it's a good time to take a minute and bring awareness to their plight and stand strong with them as they suffer with a serious case of totally unwarranted confidence. This week's pick is for the Connecticut Sun, so only fitting that that would be the Old Man's Pick. And here's a song from Soundgarden. This one is Black Hole Sun. You're listening to WMFO.
Black hole sun. that's the way I like it, baby. I don't wanna live forever. And don't forget the Joker.
That was the song that I knew I was going to play when I was building the playlist. You know, there's a few songs that jump out that you know you're going to get on there, and that one was one of them. That was Ace of Spades from Motorhead, or Motorhead. They've got that umlaut in there if you're a stickler about that kind of thing. I don't know anybody like that. Before that was Black Hole Sun from Soundgarden. That was the Connecticut Sun and the Las Vegas Aces of the two WNBA teams we talked about there. We've got a few more teams. I got to do a quick count of the songs. How many songs we got left? We've got 5 songs left to get through, so 5 teams left to get to. So we're going to get to dive right back into it. First, we're going to take a quick moment for a PSA. Raiders football star Henry Ruggs chose to drive drunk and smash his Corvette into Tina Tintor's Toyota, horrifically burning her to death and ending his own life as he had known it. Drunk driving is a crime that kills, and there is always a safe way to get where you need to go. So if you've been drinking alcohol, never even think about driving a motor vehicle. People die that way. This is a public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Going to head down. The team is in Washington, and so we're going to head down to Washington. We're going to head into the Mystic. Here's some Van Morrison.
Born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the Mystic. I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the Mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. How magnificently we will fold into the Mystic. Thank you. that foghorn. You know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. And together we will fold into the mystic. Come on, girl.
I wasn't planning on being here. Don't even know anybody to talk to. My friends are making friends. I need someone to come to my rescue. There you are. Across the room that's full of empty conversation, trying to read the situation. Something in the way you move, it's almost like the music follows you. Something in the way your body doesn't need a beat to find the groove. So I'm asking you, give me your tempo. Give me your tempo. You can set the pace tonight. Show me the rhythm that you like. If you wanna dance slow or wanna crescendo, you can set the pace tonight. So put your hand in mine. Give me your tempo. Even when the night ends, resta ancora. Non posso fare meno del tuo sguardo. Something in the way you move, it's almost like the music follows you. Something in the way your body doesn't need a beat to find the groove. So I'm asking you, give me your tempo. Give me your tempo. You can set the pace tonight. Show me the rhythm that you like. If you wanna dance slow or wanna crescendo, you can set the pace tonight. So put your hand in mine. Give me your tempo.
All right, it is 10 of 5. I got 10 more minutes to get through three more songs of This Day in History and a couple more things that I found interesting that I wanted to show you. So we're going to try to get all that in the next 10 minutes. I think we can do that. That was Tempo from Matteo Bocelli. That was Tempo. Where's the team? Where's the WNBA Tempo team? That is the Toronto Tempo. Before that was Into the Mystic. That is for the Washington Mystic. And let's get to this day in history. This day being August 20th. This day in history in 480 BC, it is the Battle of Thermopylae, which is one of history's most famous last stands, where 7,000 warriors from an alliance of Greek states They blocked the pass of Thermopylae for a week against an invading Persian army that was estimated at between 120,000 to 300,000 strong. Though I will say that this day in history, or on this day, where I get most of my facts from, does say that this date is approximate. In this day in history, in the year 2, planets Venus and Jupiter are in conjunction, and this is considered a possible astronomical explanation for the Star of Bethlehem. In 1896, jumping way ahead now, the dial telephone is patented. And in 1915, the Chicago White Sox acquire Shoeless Joe Jackson from Cleveland for Robert Roth, Larry Chappell, Ed Keffler, and $31,500. And Shoeless Joe Jackson becomes involved in the Black Sox scandal, that betting scandal of 1919. And I was doing a little bit of research on this because I just saw something online, and that the Field of Dreams game that the MLB has every year in Iowa, I believe, that is inspired by the movie, which featured Shoeless Joe, or didn't feature his, you know, him being alive or anything, but that field, now the outfield is all covered with like DraftKings and other gambling company advertisements. So it seems like the Field of Dreams game is getting a little bit more commercialized. Let's see, we're going to get through the time. In 1920, the first U.S. radio station, WWJ, in Detroit begins daily broadcasting. In 1961, East Germany begins erecting a 5-foot-high wall, or 1.5 meters, along the border with the West to replace the barbed wire that they put up on August 13th. 1965, the Rolling Stones released their single I Can't Get No Satisfaction, which is their first number one U.S. hit. That was released on this day in the UK. And on that same day, the Rolling Stones manager Andrew Luke Oldham and his partner Tony Calder launched Immediate Records, and their first release was the McCoys' Hang On Sloopy, which is the official rock song of Ohio, which is where the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is. Let's see, on this day in 1968, the director of University of Tennessee's Audio Lab, Dr. David M. Lipscomb, reported that a guinea pig subjected to over a three-month period of 88 hours of rock music recorded at the Knoxville Disco at 120 decibels suffered acute damage to the inner ears. Steve Paul, the owner of a New York disco, replied that should a major increase in guinea pig attendance occur at the scene, we will certainly bear their comfort in mind. In 1992, a U.S. doctor filed a $35 million lawsuit against the Southwest Bell phone company. He alleged that his wife died because he could not reach 911 due to all lines being jammed by demand of Garth Brooks concert tickets. In 1998, the Supreme Court of Canada rules that Quebec cannot legally secede from Canada without federal government approval. In 2004, a man from Stoke-on-Trent, England, named Brian Adams as the other man in his divorce papers after years spent trying to cope with his wife's obsession with the singer. Rob Tinsley said that he had to live with a 6-foot cutout of Adams, which stood at the foot of the bed, and posters on the bedroom walls. Also born on this day in 1942, Isaac Hayes, a singer and also the voice of Chef in South Park. Robert Plant's birthday today in 1948, and John Hiatt born this day in 1952. We're going to get some Stones on here and then wrap it up. I don't know if we're going to get through all the songs, but we'll do what we can. Here's the Stones.
We'll hang fire. You know, money is a
You're listening to 91.5 FM. This is WMFO in Medford. This has been the Rock and Roll Circus. We've got 2 more minutes to wrap everything up. That was Hang Fire from the Rolling Stones off the Tattoo You album. That Where the Fire From? That is for the Portland Fire WNBA team. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Next week, I will be here for the full 2 hours. I'm going to turn the studio over to Alex for a special edition of Tears and Alcohol. So make sure to stay tuned for that. If you missed part of the show, you can download it in the schedule section of WMFO.org. So see you all for 2 hours next week. Mark your calendars. Thank you all for tuning in. My apologies to the Golden State Valkyries. I'm not going to get to their song. We're going to be cut off a little bit on the New York Liberty. So we're going to hear from the man who shot Liberty Valance, from Gene Pitney. And if you want to hear that Valkyrie song, check out Brothers of Metal from Ride of the Valkyries. That's all the time we got today. I'll see you all next week. Thanks for tuning in.
This train is being taken out of service. We apologize for the inconvenience.
When Liberty Valance rode to town, the women folk would hide. They'd hide. When Liberty Valance walked around, the men would step.